Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
G'day.
Is it?
Hello.
Feeling good?
Feeling pretty good, yes.
Seen some great film
seen
in
some,
the past week.
I've seen some film.
Would you say cinema?
I've seen some movies.
Okay, great.
Movie.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, the intro mentions Rear Window. I'm not going to be talking about Rear Window today, but I've got a few things to talk about, so we'll just whip through them real fast. The first is a film that some people may have seen filming out of their own rear windows maybe a year or so ago, Guns Akimbo, which was shot around Auckland.
Yeah.
Was it shot in Auckland?
Yeah, that was the brag, mate.
Oh,
you're not listening.
Yeah,
what,
mate.
The director guy. Yeah. What's the director's name, please?
Jason Lee Howden. If you've got anyone that's rocking along to the Cross Street Music Festival on Saturday, will be on the set of what? Or will be on the X set of Guns Akimbo.
It's kind of like a New York alleyway. Is that sort of based in, it looks like, is it an actual place, that movie, or they don't say? Or?
They don't say, but it is, I think it is a North American city.
Yeah.
So the car park there, they shot in Cross Street, and they shot on the grotty alleyway going up to my old Cross Street apartment, the one that overlooks K Road. If you've ever been to like any like big parties in that big like several hundred person space,
do they just spray paint everything a little bit more? And
I think
just
they
start
did. I think they did gussy it up a little bit, but that sequence has has Daniel Radcliffe talking to a homeless person played by Rhys Darby.
Oh, yes.
And it's kind of like plays on how grody the whole environment is and how gross the ground is, and that is accurate to that real life environment.
Yeah, you're right. That is pretty fucking weird.
That's pretty fucking good.
Thank you. I just blocked my nose.
Oh, that's the trick. Oh, it's just.
Oh, yeah, it's Rhys Darby here. Cheers.
Oh, look, I'm a rocket ship. Anyway, the film is a little bit disappointing. Doesn't quite live up to its potential. Not as disappointing as its director's behaviour, well documented on social media.
Recently.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, crud.
You know, it's all right. It's serviceable. It's just not quite as good of an action movie or a satire as I think it kind of hopes it is.
I actually said to John, it looks like I'd seen this movie.
Yeah, a little
Do
bit.
You know what
there's,
I mean?
There's some flourishes.
I said that to you, didn't I, John?
There's some flourishes in it. Does some like interesting, some of the action's interestingly staged, but for everything like that, there's like a real clangor of a joke or like a line of dialogue that's like, oh, this is going to be really cool, but when you see it on the screen, it isn't. Mm. It pretty much everything else this week, significant in movie land, is inspired by or relates to something that already exists. There's a remake of the Swedish ski black comedy Force Majeure out called Downhill. It stars Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
What? The comedy guy?
The comedy guy.
Is he being serious?
Well, it's kind of black comedy. He's a doofus. Like the original, it centers on a husband on a family ski holiday who has a moment of extreme cowardice in the face of an avalanche. Okay. And while no one is hurt, he abandons his family as the avalanche hits and kind of has to reclaim...
Based on a true story?
Everybody abandons
everyone's
their family.
Everyone's in it.
When an avalanche is coming. Yeah. It's pretty common knowledge. It's can't carry everyone.
Bit of a documentary.
Damn it.
It doesn't quite work, this one. The original is, it's got a very...
How old's the original?
Film festival, 2014, I think.
That's not old at all.
No.
What the fuck? No. There needs to be a resting period here. That's not long enough.
Well, it's a little while, and I think...
Is it just because it's from another country
originally? I think it's just because it's from
that
another
sucks.
Country.
Yeah. That's the real Japanese thing.
So if you really wanted to boil it down, the decision has to be like, this movie is for the people that need to see the story in English and can't handle the subtitle. And, you know, possibly... for a slightly older audience, I kind of don't see the point of this. But disappointingly, one of the writers is Jesse Armstrong, who writes Succession, and also wrote Peep Show, and really his handiwork's kind of like not visible on this at all.
So they've
turned to some talented writers to try and tailor this for a Western audience, but it hasn't really improved the film.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Will Ferrell, does he deliver any good laughs?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Like, he's kind of like a, you know, he's a pretty like good doofusy patriarch. And he had some, as in his sort of pitiful decline, he's quite good. Like, the performances are fine, it just... just see the original. Like, I'm not being a snob. It's just it's much better.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a better movie. This doesn't quite know what it's doing. Other things based on things.
What was the name of that movie?
It's called Downhill, and the original is Force Majeure. Other things based on things. There is an NT Live live recording of Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Fleabag in cinemas really briefly. This is the one-person show that she first devised that was developed for the TV show. She kind of took that for an encore run of performances last year. And, like, the character, a lot of the events of the show are taken from her solo show. But this is very much just one woman sitting on a stool delivering a very winning kind of monologue to an appreciative audience. So if you're a Fleabag fan and you want to see that show...
This is flying over my head.
...quite a radically different environment, Fleabag's great.
Okay.
It's a chance to see the origins of the phenomenon of this show that's that blew up over two seasons. What else is out? There's a film called Dark Waters, which is a real nightmares kind of material. It's there was a documentary a couple of years ago called The Devil We Know, which played at the International Film Festival.
Yep.
Do you know that?
Is that the pedophilia one?
No, it's It's equally bad. It investigated the DuPont Chemical Company, and
Incredible Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo stars as a corporate defense attorney. He kind of like takes on he goes to have a look at a case as a favor to a local farmer whose cows are not well, and he basically uncovers a conspiracy that the scale of poisoning of the world that the DuPont Chemical Company did will blow your mind and make you feel really bad about making dinner after you see this movie.
You've got to have these movies in your life, though, eh? It just keeps you conscious.
Yeah, I walked out. I think someone saw me after the screening of this, and even though the film's like a kind of like a 3-star legal thriller, it's fine, but it's not anything particularly amazing.
Right.
Just the subject matter is enough that I walked out a bit ashen-faced, apparently.
Mm.
So there's a few things that the movies...
Is there a documentary about Teflon?
The Devil We Know is about Teflon. And in particular, the kind of like one of the core chemicals that was used to make it. But for a while, they're basically like, they're dumping it. So the farmers' cows die because they just like dump all the shit in barrels that they know is actually toxic to humans. They take people off the production line and monitor what happens to them because they've been poisoned by it.
Oh, wow.
They take pregnant women off. Then they put people back on the production line. So it's like, we've kind of got to pretend everything's fine. It's the scale of this film is quite bonkers. But I don't know, I think
it's not a documentary, it's a film, right?
Yeah. But the same subject matter was covered in that documentary from a couple of years back.
There's a documentary plopping around about Honey. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen Honeyland. This was the Academy Award nominated docker.
It looks well shot.
Yeah. There are some screenings of that kicking about, so it's worth tracking down if you can.
Big fan of Honey.
I guess like films, I was sort of thinking about films that are based on other films. Remakes generally aren't awesome, but it's probably not a reason to not, to rule something out completely.
I feel like for ages, Japan was just getting ripped off film after film after film by the States. Like,
and some of them work really well. I think Ring's a really good example of it working well because
Ringu.
For all of the subtitles are just a 1-inch barrier and you should get over yourselves. At the same time, if you're going to watch a horror film, then it really does help your immersion for it to be in your native language, or at least a language you can understand without
actually
subtitles.
Actually, watched Parasite last night.
How'd it?
Good movie, for sure.
Good, eh?
But it's sort of all over the shop in places, though. You're like, whoa, oh, man. It's really like, you're talking to the TV a little bit. You know what I mean?
Were you talking to the TV a little bit?
A little bit.
What's going on?
Yinning. Don't do that, Yinning.
talking to the characters?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's all right, then. Mm. Yeah, maybe one day they'll listen.
They do. They talk back. It's really strange.
We've had a couple of texts in, Steve. 1917, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
I love a war movie. Love it. It's the most gnarliest of all sort of human experiences, I reckon.
Subtitles on snow, yeah. the writers, and someone said the writers are also Jim Rash and Nat Falcon, who wrote The Descendants. Right. They're good, but this was a flop.
Yeah. I think like that writing talent, it makes sense that you get that group of people together to work on a film with the subject matter. But I think just somewhere it's just they've just sort of lost the point of what they're trying to do and how they're going to differentiate it from the film, the original. They should have just probably just done it like beat for beat.
You
exactly
say
differentiate?
Differentiate. Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Just checking.
Sorry. Should work on the RNZ pronunciation, really.
If you want to be father of the nation.
One thing to look forward to this weekend, streaming on Neon, is a show called Devs, directed by Alex Garland. He's the dude who made Ex Machina and Annihilation.
Oh, man.
And he's written and directed all 8 episodes of this sci-fi drama, which is about free will and computers and technology and that. So
don't be embarrassed if you've been calling Ex Machina this whole time. I did that for a long time as well. But go ahead and watch that movie. It's great.
Yeah, they're great. And his whole filmography is pretty good.
I haven't seen Annihilation.
Filmography.
Got to do it.
Yeah, do Annihilation, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. As big a screen and as loud as fuck as possible.
Have you seen any of The Ozark, which is coming out this month, isn't it?
No, I've got a blind spot on Ozark. Mm. Should I do it?
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Well,
pleasure doing business.
Toodle pip.
Thanks, mate.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.